Hello.
Hi, it's Hugh Reynolds.
Who's calling?
Is this Hugh?
Oh, who's calling?
I haven't got consent to share information, I'm afraid, unless it's you.
What consent to share information? Unless it's you?
Yes, it's you here.
Hi, Hugh. My name's Natalie. I'm calling from LNA Legal. Is this a good time to speak?
Yes, I am.
Lovely. I don't know who answered the phone. Did you want to give consent for them to share information?
Yes, that's my partner, Angela.
Yeah, yes. We can do that in a minute, okay?
Okay.
So in order to be compliant, can you just confirm your date of birth and address for me, please?
29/11/1968, 5 Wales Drive, Blantyre, G720 Echo Bravo.
So I've got 5 Somerville Street.
No, 5 Wales Drive.
Wales Drive. One second, I'm going to change it. I don't know. Have you ever lived at that address?
Somerville Street, no. Never.
That's very weird, isn't it? Bear me for a second, I've just got to see where I change your address.
Because I sent you a letter with my address, won't it?
Yeah, it's really weird that the address hasn't been put on here right. Bear me for a second. Just trying to find the address. For some reason it's changed where we input things. What I'll do is I'll just write it down in the notes for now and then I will amend it later. Bear me for a second. So address to be amended. Home address I should say. Home address, to be amended. What address is it?
5 Wales Drive.
That's not even anywhere near, is it?
No, that's Scotland.
I mean, the other address that we've got on our system. No, it's not even similar. What town is that in?
That's in Blantyre.
Lanarkshire, yeah?
South Lancashire, because you've got North Lancashire and South Lancashire.
So is it south?
South, yes.
Yeah, and what town is it?
It goes under Glasgow, but it's in Hamilton.
Hamilton?
Aye, Blantyre goes under. But it goes under Glasgow now. It used to go under Hamilton, but it goes under Glasgow now because it changed the postcode.
Glasgow,
G720 Echo Bravo.
G72. Is it 3?
0. Echo. Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. It's very noisy in the office where I am at the moment, so I apologise for that.
Oh.
So, as part of our call, we have to let you know that if there's any safeguarding, we do need to make a referral to the local authority, but I will discuss that with you if that actually occurs, and that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, so today's call is literally just about gathering some more information to record the impact of your time, the Scottish redress claim. What age is going to care you?
See, listen, I've always explained that to somebody. I was in prison at 16.
At 16?
Yeah.
Right, bear me for a second, because I know under 16 we can still support. I just need to double check with my manager. You okay to hold for a second?
Yeah. This is your number.
Yeah,
well, you should have one about me, love.
Yeah.
Hi, Hugh.
Hiya.
Hi, my manager says we'll definitely look into it and see if we can do a claim for you, because you're kind of like on the border of the ages, if that makes sense.
It might be to a YOI,
which is young persons, isn't it?
Young offenders institution, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what age is that, 16?
16, yeah. But I've already explained that to somebody that's already caught it.
Probably what?
and love making sure your kids is going forward and it's going forward.
This is the next stage. When did you speak to somebody?
I spoke to somebody last week. I've sent them address, my update address and everything.
Oh yeah, this is the next bit. This is to gather a bit more information.
Yeah, but she's not great. I'll tell you, my uncle was Bruce Reynolds, right?
Sorry?
My uncle was Bruce Reynolds. Right?
I don't know who that is, sorry.
Well, that was the great funeral about Bruce Reynolds.
It was you, sorry?
The great funeral about.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, so that made me a target for a young age. So the priest came for me, arrested me for things like breaching the law of the priest. Right, and it was the same two police officers that came for me. It was the same arrested, the same two police officers were arrested. For breaching the peace, actually, for what I'm going to put in the back of the car, not mainly because of the kids.
Okay, so let me go through the questions, because some of the things you would have already told somebody before, there's just specific things that I need to gather today. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, have you been known by any other names or nicknames at all?
Shug.
Shug.
S-H-U-G. S-H-U-G.
Okay, and I've got down that you was in HMP and YOI pole month, 84, Long Ridge Prison, 85.
Long again, yeah.
And then Castle Huntley, 86.
Yeah.
Is there any other ones after or before?
I've been 28 years up there in this country. I've been in Montrose, Scotland, Brixton.
16,
17, 18. No, it's all Scottish prisons. Well, a lot of Scottish prisons have been in Chetham, Young Offenders. I've been in Wandsworth, Brixton, Scrubs, Bedford, fucking Nottingham.
Did you just go travelling round?
Yeah, I just went, everywhere I went, it was just something happened and I ended up with long cows or something and I ended up in prison.
Right. So, what was the earliest age that you went in? It was 16.
16-year-old. I joined the army, right? And they said, sure. Who's going to come and they joined the army? They said, sure, you know, this is a school report. And you've got to know, because of an outstanding court case, and I was honest with them, I was going to use the floor that night, and I said, no, I've got an outstanding court case. And they said, sure, come back in 6 months. And see, within that 6 months, I was arrested about 3 times, so I was going, no, I'm the only place I was going, it was HMP prison army.
Is that when you were 16?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, we've got those addresses up to 18, I think. That makes you 18 and 86.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere, like, in care or prisons before 84, did you?
No.
No, okay. Did you go to school?
I go to school for them. No, that was another ongoing battle. Mm-hmm. Well, she's still, I told the person, she really don't care if you come to school or not.
So you
stopped at 13? At 13 I still went to school and I never even sent anybody out to see if I was okay. Now you get bent, but they tell me, what do you call them, the people that make... They come in and see what's doing that. The school bus. Oh, the teacher, right, the teacher explained it to you, you don't care if you come to school or not. You don't even care about you. You can walk out that door and not come back, so you just walk out and walk out the door. Well, you don't seem to know that, I'll say to school.
Okay. What school was that?
Hamilton Grammar.
Hamilton Grammar. And where was it? Is it in Garden?
Hamilton.
Oh, okay, yeah. Who's a registered GP?
My registered GP.
Yeah.
That'll be Portland Park, but I don't know his name.
That's alright, we'll worry about that.
Portland Park Medical Centre.
We can gather the information from there. Do you have any other professional support in you, like adult social care or occupational health or anything?
Yeah, I'm under large managed by a drug and addiction team.
So, drug and addiction. And what company is that?
It's Hamilton. It's called LADS, Lanarkshire Drug and Addictions. It's one of the LADS.
Lanarkshire.
Drug and Addiction Service. and that's in Douglas Street in Hamilton.
Okay. Lovely. Any other teams?
No.
Okay, do you have any diagnosis for your mental health?
Yeah, I've got depression, anxiety, fasciitis. That's about it.
Got COPD or anything?
No. No, not yet.
But we have to get older, we gather these diagnoses.
Well, I mean,
yeah. Every time you go to the GP, they give you something else, don't they?
Mm.
Have you ever done any self-harm?
No.
What about thoughts of ending life?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, at what age did you start?
Did you start, you know something, see you on sounds a kid, I didn't know it, man. You love it on, and you know something? See, you grow up and you see a lot of violence and you have a baby kid growing up, your mum and dad and police coming to the door and things like that. You see a lot of that and really, it just starts the way you really live. Because you think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What age was that?
I've been at this for a young age, haven't I? I've suffered with depression since I was a kid.
Yeah, how old?
I'd say about 3.
Oh.
So my mum and dad divorced when I was about 6 or 9 3, you know, and I've seen a lot of violence and that.
Yeah, you have. I get it. Have you ever spoke to anyone about that?
No, I haven't to speak about it.
No.
I start talking about it now, but it's hard. Because most of you speak of it.
Yeah.
It's just to get me sound on it.
Yeah,
I know. It's not your certain age to look back and kind of say, wow, how did that survive it?
Yeah. You do get to that point in your life. But if you do want to speak to anyone, you can speak to your GP. And a lot of GPs have mental health practitioners in the surgeries now. So it might be worthwhile exploring that.
Do you know what's up now? And when it's sometimes you've got some talent, you get to that age, right? And you realise you've not got nothing, right?
Yeah.
You've got to fall back on, and you've all your years you've waited just and thought, and that is your problem, because you've not got confidence going to it, no? So you just feel as if.
But just know that things have changed, it isn't like
yesterday. No, I know. Yeah, I try to keep happy about it, you always got to, haven't you?
Yeah, positive light all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. What is that,
Sean? Yeah. Have you ever made any attempts to end your life?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 times.
Is it on your medical record?
No, it was over, well, it might be a long time, most of it was overdid a few times.
Were they all overdose?
London, I stayed in London, overdid a couple of times in there, so I thought, what's going on? I think you're listening, man. I'll fill up the fucking hour and bang, get it, you know what I mean?
The one was in London, was it?
Well, it was a fair in London.
Okay, so London. Can you remember the hospital?
It's UCH.
UCH, yeah. Any other ones? Hospitals that you can remember?
Not really.
No. I get it's been a while, you know, these things. What we'll do is try and gather the information, because obviously your GP record is different to like the hospital record.
Yeah.
So we'll have to gather it all.
Yeah. See, yeah. I got a GP I used to have in London.
Yeah.
It's a homeless GP, I forget the name, it's just off Dean Street, there's no Dean Street.
Well, that should be on your medical records, because that's on the spine, yeah, that follows you around. The difficulty you've got is if you've gone to, say, you do those 3-4 attempts in London, you went to 3 different hospitals.
Yeah, there'd be one in which you have one on.
So each hospital's probably got a different system. It doesn't link to your GP record, so we have to go to the hospital to get the evidence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you're definitely
with UCH, yeah? UCH is the one in Whitechapel.
Whitechapel?
Mm. So that stayed all over London.
Was it in near Whitechapel?
At Whitechapel Hospital.
Oh, it was called Whitechapel.
I stayed in Mile End and I took to Whitechapel Hospital.
Right, okay.
and there was a couple on the west end of UCH, and we took the office a couple of times.
Yeah.
Over 30. Mm.
So that was 3 or 4. Was there any other attempts? And were they all by overdose, those ones?
Yeah, it was overdose. But I took 12 overdoses.
You
and somewhere in my apartment, or sometime in my apartment, or somebody's found me, you know what I mean? Or somebody's shut the door and not even found me. So
you take 12 overdoses, did you say?
I've had 12 overdoses, yes.
Okay. Did they ever refer you to extra help for that?
No.
Nothing?
No. I just thought it was normal, and I don't go help, though, like I said.
Have you spoken to anyone since?
No, I'm not spoken to anyone, no. I mean, a little bit of...
You don't have those thoughts anymore.
I get quite tired of the deal. You cut the cross out.
Yeah. Are you going to act on it?
No, don't be sorry. No.
Yeah. When was your last attempt? How old were you?
My last attempt in life, yeah.
It wasn't that long ago then, was it?
No.
Okay. So, what I'm going to say to you is I need you to be honest with your GP and tell him that your last attempt was only last year. Because what they've got now, they've got these mental health practitioners. They go in GP surgeries. It's not like you've got to go to a particular place. They're in the surgeries. They can telephone you. Absolutely that. Why would you not say that?
But listen, I think everybody just says something like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, you know, when you're having them thoughts, it's important that you're supported in the right way.
I've got a strong thing, I mean, you're a bit stronger now, you know what I mean? Alright, you think about where you actually, you think, you wake up in the morning, you think, oh no, fucking idiot, again, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think, so, I'd be better if you fucking ending this, and you know what I mean? You're like, no, wait a minute, it's just forcing something, just get up and start moving.
But, you've only had these thoughts last year, and I know that you're saying that you're a strong person, and I believe that you are, okay?
Mm.
But, the fact that you've done 12 attempts, and that risk is there, yeah? I don't want to have another phone call and your partner answer the phone and tell me that something's happened.
Oh, I don't think, no, something.
See what I mean?
Mm. No, but you know, I'm so good then.
Right, I'd like you to go and just access that support so I know that you're being kept safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I know you think it's, well, what do you say? You said exactly what you just said to me, made 12 attempts to end my life, not shared it before. You know?
Mm.
It's really important. And I know it's hard to trust people and everything, but...
I don't know, having that blog in my file would end up putting me in an office or something.
No, but if this is documented on your file and we take your case forward and we've got all this evidence and it's on your medical record...
Tell me.
Yeah. It's a two-way thing. One, it's going to keep you safe. And two, it's going to help you claim.
Right.
Yeah? So we have a think about that for me.
Yeah, well, I...
Wicked. Thank you. Did they ever put you in hospital for your mental health?
No.
No, I just
get free meals. I never... Do you know something? Social background report, they just deal for me.
Yeah.
I want to mean you're severely blacklisted. I'm not going to chase them. You put yourself in...
Yeah.
Put yourself in harm's way and I'll be a nice boy.
Yeah.
Now, anybody would see that, you know what I mean? But
you had a bad hand, didn't you?
Mm.
Really bad hand.
Bad man. You know, the best, no.
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 But what we're going to try and do is see if we can get your claim put forward and see what we can do for compensation. And at least if they acknowledge that, you know, this wasn't the right route for you.
No, not at all. I took it to your friend when you said.
Yeah.
Just telling you, your friends start backing away, your friend, your family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your mum doesn't, your mum believes the police, you know what I mean? She doesn't believe you. And before you know it, you're like, wow, I'm better.
Yeah.
I had to go to London to get police for the police. Because you were so bad.
But even when you went there, you said they still got you, didn't they?
Oh, it's probably not going to London, not like that.
Yeah. So, have you ever had any therapy or counselling?
No.
Nope.
I don't mostly get therapy in prison, but that was just something to do past time.
Oh, so you attended in prison, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a waste of time there, isn't it?
I just passed courses, not done courses, just did it, just to gain some
busy,
isn't it? Ah, it's just busy, not me.
Yeah, excellent, well done. At least you're engaged in it, some people don't even do that, do they?
Oh, she's quite pleasant, is it really like a rehab to me, she's my wife.
Yeah. Because it gets you away from the people that
you're
influenced, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you know something, she wants to go once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
You keep running there for sanctuary.
You get used to it, you become, it's all that being institutionalised.
No, I kept running to do it for sanctuary. She's giving it for help.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you know that feeling, that institutionalised feeling, like you need to
do that?
Yeah. You can get therapy for that, and they've actually recognised that now.
See, sometimes I feel like they're just trying to find something about me, I'll just grab it.
Yeah, but don't do that.
No, I'm not going, you know, because I think it's just about, I think, door slamming keys and all, you know, the violence is going.
Yeah.
The violence is going at a different level. People are getting
I think it's important to keep you safe and keep you going forward rather than backwards.
Yeah.
Physical health, you mentioned sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got anything else, maybe heart issues or anything?
I've got high blood pressure.
Okay. And when you went to prison, did they go to hospital for anything?
Do you know what's wrong with me? She was I was in Camp Hill. Right, that was my lobby.
Camp Hill?
Camp Hill, yeah.
Was that not Pole Month?
No, I was hanging. That was older than I went to Camp Hill, right?
I need to know about when you were younger.
Yeah,
you
younger.
When you were, yeah.
No, I was in health when you were younger, no.
No, okay.
I just had a drink problem from that age.
Yeah, we'll get to that bit, because obviously that's, again, something you need to sort of look at. So, do you give me consent to request copy of your records from all the professionals that you've mentioned today? Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Lovely.
Company.
Okay. So obviously you've mentioned that you've got convictions and things. So we'll do a SAR with the police to gather as much information of that as possible. So it was in Scotland, and was it in England as well?
Oh, I've been in a few years in England, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I put various convictions.
Yes, I've been in DC, Manchester, Buckley Hall.
Do you remember what the convictions were for?
This is only a test of a speaker. I get 28 days DC in Blackpool. I was in Blackpool and I walked away. I was drunk and I picked up a speaker for the rest and I walked away. I make a 20 days of theft of one speaker. And don't ask me what I've got to do with a speaker, so I've not got a clue.
So theft, what else was there?
Theft, I stole a bus.
you stole a bus?
I stole a bus, yeah. I was running out to the restaurant, the street, eating food, running away, running, Aberdeen State Council and that.
Can you drive a bus? Have you got a license?
No, it's not. I drive a bus, you mental.
Well, some people might have a bus license.
No, I just thought my dad's a rough driver. I can drive that bus. I've seen my dad driving, so I just went for that.
Is your dad a bus driver then?
My dad is a bus driver for Patton Hamilton, Lewis Arnold.
How old were you when you did that?
Well, I was about 24 when I stole my bus.
Okay. When you did the theft, how old were you then?
Not the theft.
Yeah.
I was about 19 by then.
Okay. What other things did you get conviction for?
The theft, the bulking.
The what? Did you say?
Bulking. It's called bulk. B-I-L-K. Bulk me for the echoes.
Bulking?
Bulking. Bulking off without, bunking off without pain.
Oh, so basically theft then, isn't it?
Right.
I was like, what's that?
Just sitting in the restroom, just eating your load, drinking your load, and just heading out the door.
Right. So, what age did you start doing that?
18, 19.
So that was going for places to eat, wasn't it?
Yeah, just shooting at the door.
And just leaving without paying.
Because back then, you didn't really care if you did cotton, you know what I mean?
Different time, wasn't it, to be fair? You want to go to court for that. It's going to cost, see, Aberdeen State says more money to take you to court if you've been knocked out, you know what I mean? So you're like, nah, just tell me to stay at the rest. Right, and that's what happened, did it?
That's what happened, right.
Okay. So, any other convictions, different things?
All the various different hemispheres. I'm staying in London, I was on the street, it's not even so there's a lot of salt left on you.
What age were you homeless from?
I was homeless since I was a boy.
So what, 16?
Uh-huh. I had to look after myself, basically. I've been looking after myself since I was 16.
Are you still homeless now, Hugh?
No.
What age have you changed from being homeless?
Not that long ago.
Till recently, is it okay if I write that?
Yeah.
Have you got a place now?
Yeah, I've got a place now.
That's excellent. So you feel a bit more settled, yeah?
Yeah.
That's amazing. This is now your little chance, isn't it, to put down some roots and stuff?
Put down some roots and stuff, you tell me.
Yeah. Everyone does it at different times, too, there's no rush.
I don't know, that's what I thought, though.
Exactly. You know, everybody has a different path, don't they? You didn't have the greatest start. So, now's your time, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not having a feeling for it.
I think it makes a massive difference when you've got somewhere that you can call your own, doesn't it?
Aye.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go back to these convictions. So, I've got theft, you stole a bus, rent places to eat, and just left without paying. Anything else?
No, really not.
Any drug offences or anything?
Oh, drug offences. Yeah, man, for fruit.
So some of them, yeah?
Aye, well, they probably will be, yeah. I think we've got a couple of bags of heroin before.
Yeah.
Mm.
In possession, yeah?
Yeah, possession means personal use, isn't it?
Possession of his personal use, yeah. What about breach of peace?
I've got honours and that boy.
Yeah. I only know because the police normally do that when you haven't got somewhere to live and they see you in a regular place, they tend to do that, don't they?
Yeah, but I see you in my night. I've had to pay the fine in 19,000 and he's done 19,000 last night, there you go. So I see you in London.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. What about any charges with alcohol? Were you charged with intoxication?
A lot of things have been done through alcohol.
Yeah, so was it intoxication?
Yeah, oh, it was intoxicated, yeah. But some of them was when I was younger.
Yeah.
Now, I actually said to me walking on the road, walking home, and the police car thought,
yeah,
here in the back, reach the police.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, not real stone cold sober here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably because they knew you.
Because you knew you, and listen, you're climbing the career ladder, so my mum's not coming to see me yet, and so I'm left a lot.
Yeah.
Remember that, so you're getting these cars to see people like me.
It's not fair.
Climbing the career ladder, no, it's the right thing for anybody in a minute.
Mm.
If you're a car getting, you can't have brought home and we were targets. Because we never had dad to come and get us. My mum's a lot. My mum can get to the police and get me. So I was, and my mum says the police were always right. You don't, the police are never lying. So I was up against it.
So Hugh, in terms of, because you've only just been made, you've only just got a house, haven't you? Have you, when was your last conviction?
My last conviction was
okay. And what was that for?
That was
Okay. Have you got anything like violent things, like murder or attempted murder?
No. I don't deal with that. I don't deal with assaults and violence. I'm not violent. I'm not violent.
Cool. Okay, so, go back to
I'm carrying a knife or anything like that. No, never. I'm not a violent person. No. I've always been wrong to you, I'm not a violent person.
Okay, no worries. You mentioned drugs. What time, at what age did you start using drugs?
I was an alcoholic at a young age.
I was young
at alcohol at 15. I was drinking Tennessee Super and Talbot at that age.
Wow.
I wasn't going to school and all that. I was waiting up with hangovers, you know what I mean? I don't need them. And I was like, oh, you know.
Are you still drinking now?
No, I still drink dinner.
Are you under, you're under drug and alcohol, aren't you, to support?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When did you last drink?
Last drink was last week.
So you've not touched anything since last week?
No, I'm not heavy drinking now. It's only drugs. I end up finding a drug relapse. I end up on crack cocaine, heroin, and I don't know, just in that period.
Let me write this all down about the drugs, yeah? So what age did you start that?
32. But seeing that, I was... At 24, I'm actually 24, and you go on the streets, you see a lot of drugs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I see, I've never dosed in my 20s, isn't
it? Yeah. Did you like smoke cannabis or anything?
Yeah, I smoked cannabis, yeah.
Did you start that young?
Yeah, I'm 17, yeah.
Let's do that. Let's start with cannabis. Start with cannabis, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Age 17, yeah. And then what did you progress to after that?
Oh, I drank coffee, then cannabis.
Yeah.
That's when you were starting that. It was only hard to talk about heroin. I'm present, you've seen that. Because I've been changed in prison.
Yeah.
I think I avoid the urine test, it was, you know, cannabis takes 28 days to get your system, heroin takes 3 days to get your system, you're taking a Friday.
Yeah.
A bit of money, so I'll need something like that.
So,
there's one way about heroin addiction.
So, let's go back, because I need to, like, sort of do a little timeline of when you started, what one, and then what you progressed to. So, you did cannabis 17.
Cannabis,
you started at what age?
That was at 14 or something, I don't know about that. I wasn't a prolific single. I was it was just if I met a certain person and he was gone for that, I'd go and do something to do.
Right, so what is sniff?
Put going in a bag and sniff it. Evil stick.
What is it?
It's glue, evil stick. You put it in a bag, right? Or like a butcher's bag.
See, your terminology, because you're in Scotland, even though I've worked in drug and alcohol services, for me, that wouldn't have been that. Because
I'm from England.
You know what I mean? So I had to double check with you what that was.
See, that's the old punk rocker view, the skinhead view, the old sniffers back then, no?
Yeah. So you did that age 14, cannabis 17.
Yeah.
Then what else did you do?
The rents, you cut the heroin, to cut cocaine.
Did you do both of them at the same time? Because one's an upper and one's a downer, isn't it?
Yeah, we're putting them in syringes and
we're banging
them.
So what age did you start then?
I started out having at 24.
You've been doing it quite a while.
Aye, but you end up in prison and that's what I need, then you come back to it and you meet the same people again and you're probably like a bastard,
yeah.
You know.
It's like a circle, isn't it? So, do you do anything else? Do you use, like, diazepam or...
Oh, yeah, I was on diazepam. Steve Ryan, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on diazepam, yeah, but I'm getting him up. I get you prescribed.
Buy an extra, yeah.
Not on the bill, yeah, I was doing that.
What age did you start using Valium and diazepam?
Jesus, woman, you were getting temazepam.
Temazepam as well?
I've been getting him up. Doctors didn't want him to a penny.
Yeah, they changed the thing now, so you can't get like 7 at a time now because they realised that people were using them and selling them on the streets.
Yeah. My mates have got your private doctors and getting these glass bottles of amps.
Yeah.
You're getting glass shit to an amps.
That's back in the day, was it?
Aye.
Yeah.
Glass bottles, you broke them. because it was clean. Everybody should show the clean. There's no matches in that. They just went to the hospital, you know what I mean? I was like, right, private doctor, so you just brought the bed, she'll sit there at 1 mil and just put joint in, you know what I mean?
What age did you do the Valium and the Diazepam and Tamazepam?
I know, I was about 21. Coming on 21.
Okay. Was there anything else that you tried or did?
Mushrooms, I took mushrooms when I was a young boy at 13 and all.
Did you call them magic mushrooms or mushrooms?
Yeah, magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms. What age did you start there?
I took you on the 13. She used to have me in a field, and I mean, she said magic mushrooms. I thought, oh, are you sure about it? She's positive, so I said, well, put them in a pot and I'll them.
You've led a life, haven't you? And did you do ecstasy or anything like that?
Yeah, I was jumping about your houses in London. I never got into the real street, it was a bit later. But I get the legal rules, so that was going to be houses in London.
Yeah.
So
ecstasy, what did you do that?
That was at 30s. I'm a 30s, I've done that. 30s. So,
MDMA?
MDMA, yes. Take it up.
What age did you do that?
That was about 30s. I was a late starter of the MDMA.
Yeah. And what about... Ketamine, did you ever do that?
Yes, definitely. I love it.
You love it?
That's
awesome.
I
keep talking
like an alcohol worker. No,
have you on methadone or anything?
Yes.
And you're taking ketamine at the same time?
Yes.
Not back then,
but more methadone now, yes. No, I've been on methadone since I was like, Terry.
About 30, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you tell your drug and alcohol worker, please.
I don't know that.
Right. Okay, so, you left at 16.
I left at 16, yeah.
And for your time with ourselves, obviously part of your claim, you will have an advisor just supporting you just through the process. Would you prefer that to be a male or a female here?
It doesn't matter for me. I think a female to me understanding.
So, was your preference female, yeah?
Yeah, because you understand me. I'm not really to see things where they come from.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll allocate you to me, because we've already spoke.
That sounds good.
Yeah. When we get a copy of your records, do you want a copy of that yourself?
No, it's really out of the happy eye.
You don't have to, it's a choice.
I can now just let you use 58.
Okay, so that's a no, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, so what's going to happen, it's going to take about 10 months to go through this claim. I'm going to be the main point of contact, okay, for the process. If you save this number in your phone, and then you can contact me if you ever get any questions.
Okay.
We will now start to gather evidence and see how we can progress your claim, okay? So that involves us getting copies of the records through subject matter press and things. When we've gathered all that information, then we'll have another conversation with you, double check the information we've got. Then that information is then put to Scottish Redress Panel. They will then do the panel, and it's a closed door panel, but you will be told of the date, so you don't need to attend that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So part of our compliance, I need to just go through the options that you have, okay, in terms of Scottish Redress. So the first bit is that you can do this independently, and you can research your own evidence. You're entitled to use a different solicitor from England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They receive that fee if you win or lose. Or LMA Legal, we can act for you. We've opted out of the fee provided by Scottish Redress. So our fees are 20% tax fee from what you win. And if you lose, we don't charge you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means that we're completely independent and we act for you. And you're entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days or would you like us to proceed?
Yes, proceed.
Are you happy to stay with MMA Legal?
Uh-huh.
Fabulous. Do you have any questions for me today?
No, thanks, no.
If you do get any questions for you, okay, just give me a call.
Okay,
we can have a chat, just go through things, yeah?
Right.
So I just want to thank you very much for your time today. I hope that you do go to your GP about things that we spoke about, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think your partner will help me to talk to you about going as well, because I heard her in the background.
Yeah, she's asking you which of you.
Natalie.
No, I don't know.
So, let me put on here, because you said you wanted her name on, didn't you, to share the information. What's her name here?
Anton.
And what's her surname?
Bean.
Bean, as in B-E-A-N.
B-E-A-N.
B-I-A-N.
B-E-A-N. Bean. B-E-A-N. Bean. Bean.
Is she your wife or partner?
Oh, my partner too, for you.
So, he provided verbal consent for partner for 4 years. Angela Bay. Do you want her to give us information and to receive information, or one or the other?
Yeah, it was 24 years, like, not 4, 24.
Oh, so sorry. That's a long time, you know.
I don't know. I could have done a pleasant change in there, though.
I was going to say that, and then I thought, is that appropriate for you to do? Okay, so do you want her to give us information and receive information?
Yeah, of course.
Give and receive information. Okay, so that's on the record now. So if you ever need Angela to call on your behalf, She's on ours now that she's got consent to give us a call, all right?
Okay.
All right, thank you. So thank you very much for today. No, look after yourself.
Thanks, Natalie.
Take care now.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.